This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Look up Golden, Texas, and you'll see it's a place 35 miles north of Tyler. The entry in Wikipedia says Golden, Texas is best known for its sweet potatoes. Well, I guess. But that's probably because most folks don't realize that the young woman who some say is saving country music from itself just so happens to be from sweet potato country.
I don't need a membership to validate the hard work I've put in and the dues I've paid. Never been too good at just going along. I guess I've always kind of been for the underdog.
Her name is Kacey Musgraves. And tonight, along with Patty Griffin and Don Henley, Rodney Crowell and Leon Bridges, among others, Musgraves is one of the 26 Texans up for a Grammy Award. She's been nominated for nothing less than Album of the Year in country music.
I ain't pageant material. I'm always higher than my hair. And it ain't that I don't care about world peace, but I don't see how I can fix it in a swimsuit on a stage.
Not bad for someone who had a little bit of a struggle with the guitar.
So I started taking guitar lessons from this guy in my hometown. He, I think early on, kind of figured out that I wasn't a super technically minded student, you know, as far as learning scales and theory and triads and all that. And so he was just like, you know, I think you need to really focus on writing songs. And so he taught me a bunch of chords, you know, and then he said, well, let me give you some homework. I think you should write a song, go home, write a song, and, you know, I don't care how bad it is or how stupid it is, but get it out. And it kind of changed my outlook on being able to tell a story or sing a song from your perspective rather than someone else's.
Funny thing, though, happened on the way to getting noticed. Others, already well-established in the music industry, noticed her first. After paying some dues in Austin and releasing some albums on her own dime, she wrote a song that was picked up by Miranda Lambert. Other stars also clamored for Musgraves' music, among them country legend Leanne Womack. But it was her own rendition of her song Follow Your Arrow that would prove to be not just her own breakout, but a kind of declaration of independence from the conservatism of contemporary country.
Like to pick out just a couple different subject matters that I have sang about in a song or songs, and I knew that not everyone would enjoy listening to a song that referenced those things, but the whole point of a song like Follow Your Arrow is to just encourage people to do whatever they want, and if that's not liking the other things that I'm singing about, I mean, that's the whole point of the song, is we have the right to do that. So, you know, it is what it is. I'll take it. I think there are worse things that you could be called than a rebel or an outlaw or whatever. But if you look at the way that politics are moving and the world is moving, I don't think that my ideas are very outlandish at all.
Just hold your own road.
But Kacey Musgraves insists she's nothing more than a product of the fertile Texas music scene, one which has been known to embrace its outlaws.
Well, it's a bloody merry morning, baby. Left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight.
For her part, Musgrave's not shy about embracing her own Texanness, albeit with a wink and a smile that says she's serious about not being too serious to say what others won't. Her lyrics have a twist and a punch that songs like Harper Valley PTA used to have, an in-your-face frankness that's often several times smarter than the songs that surround hers on the radio.
You know, I've been asked to change my lyrics before to make it more radio-friendly, and I just can't do it. I feel like from day one I've gotten to be who I wanted to be and been pretty forward about that, I guess. And so I think it would be taking a major step backward if for any reason, you know, to keep this thing going or to gain more popularity, I changed or watered myself down. I want to be here for a long time. And if that involves, you know, saying things that people haven't said, you know, that feels good to me. But I do think that, you know, country music is important because it's always been about real life. And so if you listen to the kind of country music that I'm inspired by, if you take it back and listen to Willie or, you know, Hank Williams or Glenn Campbell or Loretta, I mean, she was banned from radio stations for talking about real life issues that really helped a lot of people out. So I try not to look at the here and now and just keep doing what I'm doing and keep writing things that matter to me. So yeah, I can't ask for more.
Though it would be nice to get that Grammy, of course. But if that doesn't happen tonight, few doubt that Kacey Musgraves will be back.